This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday edition of What's On Your Mind, my friends. My name is Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We are
barely.
We are in weather mode and travel mode and getting you all the information that you need. Number one, know that that's why we exist, right? To get you the information you need. That's what this great medium and radio is all about. So if there's any question you have that you're not getting an answer to, it's as simple as a phone call. And that's 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Couldn't you get around that semi that was kittywampus blocking the...
Actually, you know what? The irony of that is we were all here by that time, and it was my neighbor driving by the station photographing a semi completely blocking Rosser by the tracks by 35th. And, yeah, we were all here, and everybody's surprised. What do you mean there's a truck blocking the road here? And sure enough, we all run outside, and
yeah, there it is. This usually happens in the first big one of the year. Two buses right now are stuck at East Divide and 26th Street, too, so traffic is blocked there. Text us at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503, and call us 800-228-0550. If you just want to ask a question, any of our guests today, or a comment on the weather, you know, we'd love your firsthand reports. Best way to do that is our 24/7 line. That's 855-200-1776. Quickly on the program today, we're going to start with the weather with the one and only meteorologist J.P. Martin from the National Weather Service, Bismarck, to give us an update on how much longer we must endure this weather event. Bottom of the hour, Trent Luce will be here from Luce Tales, sixth-generation farmer, to talk about the latest on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. And he has also been named to President-elect Donald Trump's Ag Advisory Committee. That's great news. We have safety talk today on the program coming up around 20 past the next hour. Chuck Claremont from the North Dakota Safety Council will be here, along with Brian Clifford, the executive director of WSI. And we're going to talk about implementing safety and health programs in your workplace and the obstacles that are there and the resources that are available for all that. So real good informational couple of segments today on the program as well. So all that coming up. And also Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer will be here from the Martin County Sheriff's Office to update and report on an active weekend and look forward to this week based on some news that came out later. So a lot of guests, a lot going on. Questions, comments, always welcome. Let's begin with a check at the National Weather Service and our friend J.P. Martin, meteorologist, to update us on this event. J.P., thanks for joining us.
Hey, Scott, good to be with you. And, hey, let me start by saying I always knew your purpose was to inform people. I wonder, though, about that Todd Mitchell guy. I'm still trying to figure out his purpose.
Entertain and inform. Yeah, he's the perfect balance of keeping us entertained but also informed. See, he's really, that's why we call him Todd, the radio guy. He's the
Mr.
Pack.
Miyagi always said, must have balance.
There's some entertainment in there, too. Yeah, weather yeah. People, we're accused of being entertaining sometime, too. Yeah, hey, winter has arrived on the northern plains today. You know, here a little over a week ago, most of North Dakota, we really missed out on that big storm that moved through parts of South Dakota and Minnesota. But we're getting our fair share now.
Where are we ever? Now, I noticed that we got a pretty good notice on this, and pretty much this is as advertised, right?
It's going to end up being a little more than originally advertised. You know, as you said, appreciate that comment. We did have snow in the forecast for Sunday night through Tuesday. We had that in by the middle of last week and knew it was going to snow. Didn't realize it was going to be as big as it is going to be and as expansive as what it's going to be. But just a tremendous variety of weather across even the state of North Dakota today. If you look at the radar, boy, you look at that regional radar image, that tells the whole story. You can see the center of the low circulating there in Minnesota. A lot of warm air, and by warm air we mean relatively speaking, right? So by that I mean 40-degree air coming up on the east side of that low. So it's raining in most of Minnesota and parts of eastern North Dakota. Jamestown still raining this morning. Of course, the snow in Bismarck, Mandan area up to Minot, and then snow at Williston, but in the southwest beach area. Had some reports of freezing rain and freezing drizzle this morning. So a potpourri of weather.
All right. So when do you see this? When are we on the downside? When do we start going the other way? What do you expect this thing lightening up a little bit?
You know, I'll tell you, throughout the day, what you're going to see is, again, looking at that radar, you see bands of precipitation rotating around the low. So just like if you're in the Bismarck-Mandan area, I know we're going statewide, but in the Bismarck-Mandan area, we had that heavier snow this morning, and then we let up here about 8 o'clock till 9, and now it's the next band is coming through. So that's the way it's going to be most of the day today. You're going to have some snow. It's going to kind of let up, at least in the central and western part of the state. You're going to have some snow. The east is going to be rain most of the day until tonight, till the colder air works in there. But you're going to have that snow, that precipitation. Then it's going to let up, maybe even no precipitation, not even flurries falling from the sky. Then another band will come in and will add to the accumulation. It's a wet snow. Grew up in Pennsylvania, I think, as most of your listeners know, and this is a typical Pennsylvania snowstorm. Not much wind so far, but a heavier, wetter snow. That's going to change, though, tomorrow. The wind will be kicking in tomorrow across the state.
When does the wind hit?
Late tonight and through the day tomorrow, and we're talking about speeds up to 35 miles an hour. And Scott, right now what we're trying to figure out is it's a wet snow, so it's going to be hard to blow around because it's that heavier, wetter snow. Now, as we get colder tonight into tomorrow, there will be a little drier snow, so there should be some blowing and drifting. But what we have on the ground right now won't be able to blow and drift around because it's just too heavy. Again, wind speeds tomorrow up to 35 miles an hour. And the problem with this storm is that it's into Minnesota now. It's going to take its old sweet time getting into Wisconsin and trying to pull out of here. It's very slow moving. So we're expecting snow to continue again off and on right through the day today, tonight, and through the day tomorrow. By the time we're all said and done, the hardest hit across the state of North Dakota, the hardest hit areas, I think will be kind of that Highway 83 corridor from down there, Linton, over to Fort Yates, up through Bismarck, Mandan, Washburn, Tuttle, and then up into that Minot-Bottineau area. Should be about the hardest hit, and I'm going to expect a whole lot of reports by the time we're all said and done now. By the time we're all said and done, say by Wednesday morning, I'm expecting a whole lot of reports of a foot of snow.
And is that snow continuing to move to the east into Minnesota as well? Those kind of snowfall totals, or is it going to drop off as still as it heads east?
Yep. No, great question. No, we're not expecting those amounts in Minnesota because most of the precipitation there, they're going to be in the warm air, Scott. And so most of the precipitation is going to fall as rain. Now, once the storm pulls away and that colder air works into the James River Valley, into the Red River Valley, and on into Minnesota, then it'll be changing over to snow. That'll start to happen tonight. In the James River Valley, Jamestown, they'll be getting snow, change over to snow overnight tonight, and then in the Red River Valley tomorrow, into Minnesota later tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. So they'll be on the back side of the low, so several inches, probably anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of snow from Jamestown on east from this system, because, again, most of it's going to fall as rain.
We have a group of folks going to New York City, leaving at 5 a.m. Now, I didn't like this originally, but now I'm liking this a little bit, given what you just said. Our travel takes us from Bismarck to Denver and from Fargo to Denver, but both flights leave like at 5 tomorrow morning, so it could be a little bit interesting getting there for folks. So just leave lots of extra time, obviously, assuming that this travel is still advised, and maybe get there a little bit early if you can. And fortunately, we'll go west, and then we'll get over the clouds and not have to worry about going through Minnesota, because it sounds like Minnesota could be a bit of a mess tomorrow, too, down in the Twin Cities.
Right. So you're flying? The team is flying then, Scott?
Yes, it's actually a group of listeners going to New York City for a bunch of events that we've been planning for a long time, and we're flying, leaving out of Bismarck and Fargo, about half the group out of Bismarck, about half out of Fargo tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Yeah, usually they like you at the airport an hour early. I'd say get there even earlier than that tomorrow, and whatever time it takes you to get to the airport, I double that time. Make sure to allow yourself plenty of time to get there. I know flights were leaving this morning from Bismarck. I don't anticipate the airports being shut down. I think the flights will be leaving, maybe not on time, but they should be leaving tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I didn't hear
Denver. Over to Denver, like you said, exactly right. Once you get above the clouds, you'll be in the sun. Well, not at 5 o'clock, you won't be in the sunshine. But anyway, later in the day, you'll be in the sunshine and no problems, I think, getting on into Denver.
Yeah, it sounds like 5 and 6:30 flights did get out of Bismarck this morning, but late. I think the 5 just left a little before the show started here. So, but like you say, they're going to go. They're probably not necessarily going to go on time, and you have to get there early. And it just is what it is. It's that, you know, we get a few of these a year where it disrupts things a little bit, and you got to really be careful. But right now you can get where you're going. Just going to take it a lot longer and really got to slow down. It's the bottom line, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, we need to have a little respect for those road crews. It's taken them a little longer than it would because the snow is heavier, you know, that wetter snow. It's a little harder to clean off. They can't be going. If it was a drier snow, they'd be cleaning the roads much quicker than they are. But the heavier snow slows them down, too. So saw a lot of DOT trucks out this morning, Burley County out, and Bismarck City out. So they're doing the best they can to keep up with the storm.
Yeah, we appreciate them. We appreciate you, sir, and the whole crew at the National Weather Service. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll chat again soon.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You want to say goodbye to Todd?
Yeah, I better say bye to Todd and ask him when he's going to get me in there in that cafe again. So I'll just throw that out to him.
All right. We got a little carrot for him there. Thanks, JP. Appreciate it. More coming up. JP Martin, National Weather Service meteorologist. TJ and Bismarck, your first to call. Other calls welcome when we come back at 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
I'm Becky, and I quit smoking, but I waited until after I got severe lung disease to do it. Since then, I've had 7 chest tubes, 2 surgeries, 1 collapsed lung, and now I'm chained to this oxygen tank for the rest of my life. My tip is, quitting can be hard, but living with lung disease is harder.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I will not be here tomorrow, or Wednesday, or Thursday, or Friday.
Rub it in.
Because I am on assignment. I know you love that line.
Escaping the storm, right? Right about that time the storm hits the Red River Valley, you bail. Way to go.
I will be in New York City with some North Dakotans. Nothing better, by golly. Really looking forward to that. So should be a grand old time, and we'll check in as we're able. We have a jam-packed schedule. I mean, it's not a go-put-your-feet-up kind of vacation. It's see the sights, so we go pretty much nonstop from early in the morning till fairly late at night. So be doing that tomorrow, but you're in good company. You got some good folks. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will be here tomorrow. And Al Carlson, House Majority Leader, on Wednesday. Gary Emanuel is going to be here for a couple of shows. He'll do Energy Matters as well as What's on Your Mind. Former chair of the Republican Party and Uber entrepreneur. King of the burritos. The green.
I was just going to ask you if he's bringing burritos.
I'll tell him. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
That'd be a good sign. You must have done the burrito thing with JP because he loves you, clearly. We're brought to you today by High Plains Apache. The good folks at High Plains are not just another sprayer company. They're the sprayer company the others keep talking about. And a very interesting growing season last year. It was windy a lot. It was wet a lot. And two things in that regard really make Apache the best sprayer you can have. They have an electronic drift management system. So you select your droplet size and keep it through the whole day, no matter what your speed. So that really works nice. They also have a light footprint to them. It's one of the reasons that such a reliable unit, because that light footprint to the mechanical drive on the Apache is revolutionary, and it's lighter. And so you're in the field when your neighbors are not, and also you have less maintenance costs and a great warranty, too. So plus they have the ET Ag Center with 50,000 sprayer parts, new, used, and the ET Ag Center has parts not only for Apache but any brand, too. 1701 Eastside Court across the road from Bonanza. In Mandan, or find them exit 60, I-29 south of Fargo at Frontier. All right, let's get to the phones at 800-228-0550. One question I have for you, and we got a lot going on today, so not a whole lot of time to answer this, but if you want to answer this, easy way to do it is to text Todd and answer at 701-226-8503. Or call 855-200-1776 extension 1. Should Donald Trump pick Mitt Romney as Secretary of State? 855-200-1776 extension 1, or text Todd 701-226-8503. TJ and Bismarck, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Morning, Scott.
How are
hey,
you?
On behalf of law-abiding North Dakotans, I want to welcome the eco-terrorists to their first North Dakota snowstorm. I can't wait for them to come up here and buy products that are made of petroleum, to shovel themselves out, to warm themselves up, to fill their cars, maybe buy some snow tires. Just a few ideas for them down there. Hey, I learned something really interesting this weekend. A friend of mine was staying at a very nice hotel in Bismarck here, and he said it was full of protesters. Not the ones that stay down at the camp, but the rich ones, the ones with the money. They drive nice cars, and they go out to eat at nice restaurants at night. They go sit in the hot tub at night. They go down to the lounge at night. They have showers. They have a warm bed. I wonder how that fits with all the foot soldiers that are down there at Cannonball at the Red Warrior Camp. Just kind of wondering about that.
This whole thing's fraudulent. I mean, it's not about a pipeline. It's not about water. It's not about a treaty. You know, it's a made-for-TV deal. They've been trying to... Don't forget, Dave Archambault was on MSNBC sitting across from a guy from Black Lives Matter trying to compare notes on how to get media attention for this, right? I mean, so this is...
What I want to know is how the people that are living down there in tents, you know, the ones that are actually out doing the protests, you wonder how they feel about it right about now. I'd like to hear from one of them on your show. Yeah.
You're talking about what you described about these people living large in hotels.
Yes.
And,
Yeah. The ones that are running this operation are staying in nice hotels. They're eating at nice restaurants. They got a nice warm bed. They get a shower every night, shower every morning. They can go sit in the hot tub. How does that feel to those people that are down there sleeping in tents this morning? You know, that are waking up to 6 inches of snow on their tent. I wonder.
Yeah,
it kind of made me mad.
My guess is, as long as they have the numbers, as long as they have the support, they're probably, thinking that's a trade-off and a benefit and don't much care. I don't know. There's always been so many different factions. I think we're getting also to a point where you have traditional Standing Rock Sioux tribe elders openly critical, even using the term corrupt, to describe the current political leadership of Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. I mean, how in the world?
That's been going on a long time.
Yeah, and how in the world do you, if you're Dave Archambault, you've went all in to really, in my mind, destroy the reputation of Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, to destroy any kind of relationship between the state of North Dakota's government leaders and the Sioux Tribe. You're done. So I think he recognized that at some point and just decided to go all in. And he, too, is living large, right? I mean, he's flying all over the country and sees this as a great opportunity to raise his stature amongst the environmental extremists and folks that have flown him to Geneva and, you know, taken him to New York City to, you know, try and get a meeting with Hillary Clinton and protest at her office. And this has become less and less and less about the water down there. So,
oh, yeah, it never has been. But thanks for the time.
Thank you, TJ. And, you know, a lot of people have been saying for a long time winter would fix this whole thing. Todd, you heard that before? I mean, I heard that many, many times. Just wait.
Yeah, once or twice, yeah.
You know, winter will fix this. They'll get a dose of cold. And
I think I've been hearing that for how many days are we into this? And subtract maybe 10 or 15. That's how many days I've been hearing that, yeah.
Yeah. So now winter's finally arrived, and it has taken longer than normal. On the other hand, you do have a professional aspect to this, to just what TJ described. I mentioned earlier that a New York City friend of mine, who's a Fox News contributor, who happens to be very liberal, whose name I'm not going to use, you know, said, oh, my niece and nephew were out there. Oh, what did they come to North Dakota for? Oh, to protest. And so they would be the type that would drive their BMWs out here and or fly here and rent BMWs and, you know, do exactly what, you know, that caller's described. Be an interesting little news media. If there were any journalists left, they would maybe go to some of those hotels, go to some of those restaurants, and have some conversations. Oh, yeah. You're here having a good time. Where are you from? We know the majority of folks are not from here. So let's hear the stories. A little travel log. Tom, on the road, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, remind everybody tonight at 7 o'clock at Bismarck Library, Dave is going to be there. Due to the weather, I probably won't be able to be there. But I hope somebody would ask Dave, and this is a little harsh, you know, Scott. But, Dave, what are you doing to stem the child abuse and the rape of your children on the Standing Rock Tribe?
Why is that too harsh? It's happening. And that's, if we're going to worry about a resource, we have to start with the resource of kids. I mean,
Dave, what about your $500,000 permanent new home you're going to build? What does that cost me as a taxpayer? How much money have you embezzled, Dave?
Wait a minute. He's building a $500,000 house?
Off the reservation. You know?
I've heard it's close to $1 million, but
where?
I don't know that.
Where are they building that?
North Bismarck is what I've heard.
Well, I guess he got a bigger commission from his sister's law firm deal from the tribe to sue law enforcement than I thought. Tom, yeah. Appreciate the call. At 7 o'clock tonight, Bismarck Library, Dave Archambault. Media, maybe you ought to go and ask some questions.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Jewin. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørn Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by December 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How you doing on Christmas shopping? You all done or you got some more to go? Not many times you can put a big old bow on better health, but if you take advantage of the great deal we have from MyPillow, you'll be giving the gift of better health. Have you ever considered washable hypoallergenic pillows for gifts? Pillows and bedding can be major contributors to allergies and asthma, dust, mold, pollen, feathers, major triggers for allergies and asthma. And better sleep means better health. The CEO and inventor of MyPillow is a friend of ours. He set out to create a healthy pillow, one that lasts. Spent an extra year or so creating a pillow that was completely washable and dryable, non-allergenic, has a patented fill. They are great. And they give us the opportunity to give you the best deal of any radio program out there. Best premium offer ever. The four-pack special is $99.98. That means you get four pillows for under $100. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. That's a savings of $180. And now, MyPillow extended their money-back guarantee through the end of March. So buy them as gifts, still have the money-back guarantee. Call 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. Trent Luce is next. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550. Any weather questions, get them to us. 800-228-0550, extension. No, you just dial the number, you get right to us. 800-228-0550. We'll answer your questions or text Todd at 701-226-8503. Doing a little tally, too, on Mitt Romney as Secretary of State. Yes or no? So far, all no. You have to have a yes vote. Get your votes in. We'll let you know the tally by the end of the program. One guy I'm really glad Donald Trump called on is our guest, the host of Loose Tales, sixth-generation farmer, Trent Luce, back with us on What's on Your Mind, member of Donald Trump's Agriculture Advisory Committee. Hello, sir. How's it going?
Scott, never better. I do have a weather question, though.
Let's have it.
How many pipelines were there in the ground when the Badlands, the Great Canyon, and Lake Tahoe were all created by Mother Nature? Was that climate change caused by human activity? That's my weather question of the day.
You always have the best questions. Yeah, you win.
I'm trying to get a hold of Jane Fonda and ask her that, but she's not taking my call. I don't know what the deal is.
Did she show up? I mean, there was all this hype about her coming, and then I never saw any reporting of whether she... I don't care, but I'm kind of curious. Did the woman ever come? Is there any photos of it? I think it was just PR.
He did a live stream from the tribal office on Friday, and when I got done puking, I thought of all of these. I mean, it was just a a bag of lies like you can't believe. I don't even think she knows she's lying. That's the problem. And I don't even, I hate to even mention her name, but man, it's bad.
I want to talk about kind of the latest on the ground and what you know of what's happening, because you're keeping great tabs on all of this. But before we do that, you said something last time you were here when you witnessed that incredible confrontation that, amazingly, no one lost a life or limb during when they were clearing these protesters, these eco-terrorists off the private land to draw that land, that line that is there now with that bridge. You said the big story here that everybody's missing is what's happening here is happening in about 200 places around the country where other native lands and native people are being used as pawns with these eco-terrorists to ultimately challenge private property rights. Explain that a little more. We need to talk about that.
That's the reason that the Fort Laramie 1851 treaty is talked about. And I met a guy at the casino the day I was there who made the statement to me, and he represented a global non-governmental organization. He said, the time has come that people realize that land should not belong to people. It belongs to the people of Earth. And we've had this movement taking place, and I'll take you back to January when I joined you talking about the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. There are so many differences between what is happening now compared to what happened in January. But the one commonality is people do not want individuals to own land. And all of these challenges come on property rights. And we have a group of young people who've never acquired anything. They've never worked for anything. Everything's been handed to them. And now they've decided that individual people should not own land. And that's really what we're fighting.
So who is the maestro behind that? Who says, okay, here's the deal. I'll go talk to Dave Archambault. We'll get him in, no problem. I'll go talk to this guy. Who's weaving that all together?
You know, I truly believe that the tribe in itself did not. I believe now we see elders that recognize they're being used. It was all calculated, strategically placed behind the scenes. And once it gained national attention, Tribal Chairman Archambault, he's liking the limelight, and all he's doing is fueling the cash cow. And now I've got two interviews that are airing this week, one tonight on Dakota Trails and Tales, part of it today on Loose Tales, tomorrow. Both individuals who left in fear of their life from the camp, and they both confirm that the tribe no longer is in control, and there's a faction of people that truly care and want to be there for the cause, but that it's been hijacked by individuals who have this agenda to remove property ownership, and they're using this as a cash cow. I mean, money is coming in left and right.
Amazing. I want to take a couple calls for Trent here, too. And we do have breaking news at Ohio State University. Students have been told to run, hide, and fight. Reports of an active shooter on campus are real. So we're watching that closely. A lot of law enforcement response to that right now, but we'll keep you posted on that. Also, an earlier caller said, hey, Dave Archambault is going to be at the Bismarck Library tonight at 7. It's actually at 6:30. That's what's on their calendar. 6:30 tonight, meeting room A at the library. We did call and confirm that that is happening. So I'm hoping that some media actually go. I don't know if there are any journalists left in North Dakota. I'm starting to wonder. You know, I see a few here and there, but by and large, most of the media has been basically acting as a PR agency for the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. They love those little live videos that go down there and ask them anything they want. It's terrible. I mean, and Trent, that's why I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. We're not journalists here. What we are is information gatherers, get all of it out there and let you decide what's going on here. But journalists are supposed to be sifting through all this and giving you a fair and balanced report. You know, here's what one side says, here's what the other said. They don't do it. It's unbelievable. So Dave Archambault hasn't been asked one tough question by anybody through this entire thing. So tonight, media, there you go, descend, 6:30 on the library, and get it done. Mike in Mandan for Trent Lewis. Go ahead, sir.
I was at the protest, if you call it, on Saturday in Mandan. Oh, I'm sorry, on Thanksgiving in Mandan, talking to a young lady from New Jersey. And I asked her why she was there, and the only thing she would tell me is that we needed to know Amnesty International was here. Amnesty International is here. And while we were talking to her about the situation, some guys start screaming, they have guns. Everybody run. They have guns. How do you get away with that? All he was trying to do is instigate a problem to create even bigger issues than we already have.
How do we get? How do they get away with that? Or what do we do about it, Mike? I guess
both. And these posts on Facebook. Come to Standing Rock. Come armed. Let's kill as many cops as possible. What?
Yeah. Well, and wait to get a load of this. My personal Facebook account has been locked down, so I can post something, but you can't see it. And yet, I'm like you. I'm going on Facebook accounts that are saying, "Come armed, come ready. We're going to war." All of these things, and those people don't get locked down. Why is that?
The answer to your first question
is you showed up, Mike. That's the answer to the question. Is you maintain a level head, you continue to show up, because these people only win if we cower and run, hide in a corner. The one common thing that both of the individuals that I talked to. There's a couple of common things that they said, but the one that is the glaring example that the world needs to hear is the people in North Dakota are the most amazing people that I've ever come in contact with. And Michelle Thompson told me, I came to North Dakota because I thought this was the biggest bunch of racists that they existed on the planet. I was going to straighten those North Dakota people out. She said, I learned that the real racism comes from the people who came here.
And there was a gentleman on the sidewalk filming himself. And the first thing he said, the racist people of Mandan won't serve me in this gas station. They won't let me use the restroom. And it was blatant lie because I watched dozens of protesters use that gas station and buy whatever they wanted.
Well, Mike, keep standing up for the truth there, my man. Appreciate that
very
much.
That's all you can do, Mike.
Yeah, Randy and Bismarck for Trent Lewis. Go ahead.
Hey, Trent, I love your show. There's something you need to replay, though. On November 2nd at 6:35, you summed it up a lot on what you said about the reservation and the Indians and what was going on down there. That needs to be played again. I'm glad you said it. I enjoy your show. You're straightforward. And right now what's going on is a bunch of lies from out-of-staters coming in here and telling whatever they want to, and it's making it worse than it actually is. It's a sad ordeal what's going on here. Thanks, Obama. I appreciate that.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate the sentiment. So I'll find that November 2nd piece.
Thanks, Randy. Appreciate that. On your Facebook page, you talked about the story of a veteran, a U.S. Marine, Leatherneck, robbed and assaulted down in the camp, simply because he's saying, "Well, wait a minute, what's going on here?" He's uncovering this corruption, and so now is telling everybody, "Don't send money, be careful because of what's going on." But this guy's threatened with his life. Talk about what happened to this fella. David Schultz is his name, right?
David Schultz. He's back in Massachusetts. He had everything taken from him. He was actually conducting research and investigating where the money was going. That was uncovered. They escorted him out of camp. They took his cell phone. They took his identity. They took his pickup, his carpentry tools, his EMP kit. He came prepared, and he spent a couple of days with the authorities telling them what's actually going on. And then I don't know that he got back to Massachusetts, but that's where he's going. And I'll have a full 16 minutes with him tonight, Scott, on Dakota Trails and Tales at 6:35.
All right, that's going to be must listen, folks, all the way. And, you know, we had a similar report. How long has that been now? Deshaun Cunningham, a couple of months maybe, again, came here from an Indian tribe, Native American tribe down in Omaha, brought up supplies and quickly said, "Well, wait a minute, what's going on here?" All of a sudden, he's seeing pedophiles and he's seeing other things, blows the whistle and comes within an inch of his life. I mean, this is a pattern. More with Trent Lewis after this. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump. at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of knowing CPR and first aid for common hunting injuries.
Things that you can do, like with a broken bone, knowing when to move them, when not to move them. We're looking at an impalement. Never remove anything that's impaled in your body. The big one is heart attack. A lot of people that are out hunting, it's probably the one time of the year that they're exercising, and so they overexert themselves and have a heart attack. In rural North Dakota, 90% of the time it takes an ambulance at least 20 minutes to arrive on the scene. So it's really important that the people that you're hunting with have basic skills of CPR so that they can actually do those compressions and give breath until EMS gets there for you.
To register for a first aid and CPR class, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You know, the snow is not going to be here forever. Winter won't be here forever either. Before you know it, it's going to be planting time, and we're going to have things come out of the ground again right around the corner. And now is the time to buy. If you're looking for deals, my friends at Titan Outlet Store, boy, do they have the deals. And they said, Scott, we like your listeners so much. They call us from every corner of the Northern Plains. We're going to give you an 11% discount. So, in other words, if they mention you, we'll take 11% off our already good deal. Now, this is guaranteed iron at outlet prices. So this is great stuff. Okay? And let me tell you about this disc, Harold. How about that? Because that's a great deal. 2013 Wishing 862 disc, Harold. 30-foot, single-fold, heavy-duty tandems. Got the highway tires, blaze measure about 29 inches across the unit. Disc scrapers and all the gangs. 11% off right now. If you want to see it, TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com. Some great deals on tractors, too, now. Just incredible. 11% off for you. If you're traveling I-94, there are the a few exits into Minnesota, exit 6, if you're eastbound. In Glendon, actually, is the actual address. But you'll find them easy online at TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700. 218-233-3700. Back with Trent Luce, host of the Luce Tales and Dakota Tales and Trails and Trails and Tales. I always forget that. Trails and Tales?
It can be either way.
Is it either
whatever
way?
Flows off your tongue the best.
They're interchangeable. also a member of Donald Trump's Agriculture Advisory Committee. I'm really glad about that. What most excites you about Donald Trump as president from an ag perspective for farmers and ranchers out there?
He's going to listen to the people. He's the first president in the history of this country that has had an ag advisory committee. And so I was honored to be asked to be a part of that. And I don't want you or me to make it up to be more than it is. It's not part of his transition team. I'm not going to be going to the White House. He simply has a group of people that he wants to get feedback from. And every week I'm in communication with Sam Clovis, the chairman of this committee, who today is meeting with Donald Trump in Washington, D.C. And that's what excites me the most. I think that you saw through his campaign, he wants to know what's bothering people. And he wants feedback from the real people. The real people of this country, the working class, need to take advantage of that and get more active and voice and speak your mind. We live in a representative republic, and we have a guy who wants to represent the republic. The republic just needs to speak.
You know, there's a little bit of hoo and cry going on right now over this Mitt Romney deal. So Mitt Romney's thrown into the mix as a potential Secretary of State. He obviously a former rival. A lot of people like the team of rivals thing. I have to admit I did too. I'm not a big Mitt Romney fan. He made me want to puke through much of the through the presidential election, what he did calling a press conference. And, you know, I always said if he'd have said those things and been as tough on Barack Obama, he might have been president. But he was more worried in, you know, stopping a fellow Republican. You're like, what in the world? But, you know, whatever. But it put him in the mix, right? Well, now, obviously, they're getting a fair amount of pushback about him from Republican Party faithful and Trump faithful. And so you have Newt Gingrich close to Donald Trump. You have Kellyanne Conway close to Donald Trump saying things out there about him and about the fact that they're getting this feedback. And people are freaking out. What are they doing? That's called transparency. I mean, what's wrong with that? All of that stuff happens every time. Republican, Democrat, blue, green, that's politics. Happens in North Dakota. You know, happens in Minnesota. Happens in South Dakota. But they're just being a little more transparent about it. I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. Do you?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a question.
I don't think it's a bad thing. Do you think it's a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing. I think that he's proven that. I don't know why. Well, we do know why. You know, everything that was a surprise to people on November the 8th with the election is the same exact media hype and selective portrayal of the truth that we see happening from the terrorist activity in North Dakota. It's the same concept. So people are surprised. This guy is not a dictator. This guy wants to know what the people think. He wants to have a diverse group of thought and the Mitt Romneys into the cabinet. There's no doubt about that. And that's, again, what makes me excited. It's refreshing. He's not whatever the establishment wants him to be. He's what he thinks the people need and what he hears most.
Final minute or so here, Trent. Where does this go? Where does the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe dispute with, you know, the Corps of Engineers sort of involved now, put a toe in the water, took the toe out of the water and messing around. How do you see this thing ending?
I really don't have a crystal ball on that. I have one other thing that I think is important that people know and that need to know outside of North Dakota. Both of the individuals who left camp fearing for their life told me, and you'll be able to hear it on the air, that it is staged to make it look like North Dakota law enforcement is militant or aggressive. Even Michelle Thompson, you'll hear her say tomorrow that they get the law enforcement officials provoked and then they start recording. And she said it is a calculated strategic event and we are coached on how we are to do things to be arrested. So where does it go? Cooler heads need to prevail. We need to continue to stay the course and be who brought us to the party.
Think winter might accelerate this thing, or since
no, I don't. As much as I know we want a blizzard and we think that they're going to kowtow and go home, these kids really think that they're doing something for a cause, the kids that come in, not the Standing Rock individuals. And it'll take something more than a blizzard to get them to go home.
Fascinating. As always, great insight. Check it out. Some good interviews coming up on folks that literally, a veteran, a Marine, robbed and assaulted of everything he had because he was uncovering corruption. Tells you everything you need to know right there. Good work, Trent Luce. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Scott.
More after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables. And Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customized any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best built, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Put a bow on it. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables, and Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, we are offering special discounts, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.